For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. A new statewide poll shows support for California Governor Gavin Newsom and opposition to his recall holding steady. Cap Radio's Mike Haggerty has the story.
The Public Policy Institute of California, or PPIC, asked the question once before, in March, and got essentially the same result. 57% of Californians say they would vote no if the Newsom recall were held today. Dean Bonner is Associate Surveys Director and Research Fellow at the PPIC.
We still find nearly 9 in 10 Democrats opposing the recall, about 8 in 10 Republicans supporting the recall, and independents pretty evenly divided.
And as before, there's a geographical component to the recall. Half of people living inland support the recall, while about 60% of coastal California residents oppose it. The biggest takeaway from the poll, according to Bonner, is that no one seems to be changing anyone else's mind. And public perception of Newsom has improved on one key issue.
The governor's approval on COVID has actually increased 11 points since January.
The PPIC poll shows 8 in 10 Californians believe the worst of the pandemic is behind us. In Sacramento, I'm Mike Haggerty.
It's estimated there are 3,000 Riverside County residents confined to their homes for one reason or another. Those needing the coronavirus vaccine are not being overlooked. Corona-based United Labs Services has signed a $300,000 contract with the county to vaccinate those individuals. Utilizing a list from the state's My Turn appointment system, United Labs Service will be paid $75 for each person inoculated with a Moderna, Pfizer, or Johnson & Johnson vaccines. Appointments are not required but encouraged. To make an appointment, click rivco.org/COVID-19vaccine. The San Bernardino Public Library's annual summer reading program will kick off June 7th simultaneously as the four city libraries are scheduled to return to their regular service days and hours. This year's summer reading theme is Reading Colors Your World. Children, teens, and adults are all able to participate to win prizes in the event that runs through August 2nd. This will be a virtual program hosted by the Beanstack platform. Children, teens, and adults will earn online badges by keeping track of minutes. Each badge earned will give you an entry into the prize drawing at the end of the summer reading program. Teens and adults will also be able to write online reviews of the books they read to earn extra prize entries. For more information, including how to register, you can visit sbpl.org. The Recording Academy has updated its rules for the Album of the Year Grammy, giving more producers and songwriters a better chance at winning the top award. The Academy announced Wednesday that any producer, songwriter, engineer, or featured artist on an album nominated for Album of the Year will also earn a nomination, even if the music creator co-wrote one song on the 10-track project. Before the change, songwriters or producers would need to be credited with at least 33% or more playing time on the album to be eligible for nomination, a rule implemented in 2017. Historic theme park Knott's Berry Farm is commemorating their 100th anniversary with a summer-long celebration paying tribute to the Knott family's rich history. The Knott's family reunion invites friends and families to come together to celebrate this once-in-a-lifetime anniversary featuring festive park decor, themed food items, entertainment, exclusive merchandise, and more. Knott's will also feature summer nights with live bands, DJs, and food tastings. The Knott's family reunion and summer night celebrations run from now until September 6th. The park reopened to California residents on May 21st after being closed for over a year due to COVID-19. Reservations are required to visit Knott's Berry Farm, but you do not need to select an entry time, just a date. More information at knotts.com. Shereen Awad, KVCR News.